Hi friends and family, what a blessing to spend time with you. I want to read to you today out of 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. This scripture is talking about how we can minister one to another by God's different kind of graces that is placed on different kinds of people. So you are there and you've got a grace to do something. I don't know what you are graced for. Maybe you are graced for gardening. Maybe you are graced for business. Whatever God has given you, maybe you are a builder. God has graced you to build. I don't know what you are good at, but God gives that gift to you so that we can minister in the body of Christ to build up the body of Christ and to minister. Even if you are a builder and you are passionate about your building project, God can use that building project to prosper the ministry, to do things that will take this message all over the world. And it says that we have a manifold grace. That means everyone has a different gift. It's not only for the church, it's also, for the church building, it's also to minister one to another. Maybe you have a way of encouraging people, and God just wants to use that gift, and He needs you to let Him out, let Jesus out. The next verse here in verse 11, it says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives. So verse 10 speaks about the what we should do. We should minister out of the manifold grace of God. But verse 11 tells us how to do it. He says, let us minister as of the ability that God gives. This means this gift that you have wants to be filled by the Holy Spirit. You know, where Jesus filled the clay pot full of water with wine, he put His Spirit in there and suddenly it became wine. So that which is just normal to you can become different by letting the Holy Spirit fill it up and make it into something better. You know, even if you have a natural gift, maybe like I said, you are a builder, then God can use His Spirit to make you an excellent builder with a kingdom vision. So we need to let the Holy Spirit fill us up and do things in our lives that make us part of His body so that we minister one to another as of the ability that God gives. The last part of the scripture says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. When I come to the end of my life, I want God to be glorified through my life. So there's in this scripture, the what we should minister, the how as of the ability that God gives, and there's the why so that God gets the glory through your life. I want to encourage you, God's going to get glory when you put your natural gift and you make it full of the Holy Spirit and let Him flow through you. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.